Stevens Incorporated is accusing Arkansas Securities Commissioner Heath Abscher of illegally steering more than $170,000 to his favorite charities and of retaliating when Stevens refused to make a similar donation while negotiating a recent settlement. Gwen Moritz of Arkansas Business has been speaking with both sides in this dispute and joins me now. And Gwen, first let's back up and tell me how this started with the original fine that Stevens negotiated.
Back in August, the Arkansas Securities Department, which Heath Abscher leads, announced that they had reached a settlement in which Stevens Incorporated would pay a $25,000 fine for failing to adequately supervise some of its financial advisors over there who were selling some very complicated investments that were called inverse and leveraged exchange-traded funds. They're just very complicated, and they're really not suitable for very many investors. And yet Stevens agreed to pay this fine because they had not properly supervised the sale of these investments.
And with the fine, how did donations by Abscher come into play?
As they were negotiating this settlement, according to Stevens, and this is something that Mr. Abscher does not dispute, he suggested that they pay a $30,000 fine. They said, no, we think $15,000 is the right number. Of course, this is sort of standard negotiations. And then Mr. Abscher comes back and says, I would go for $20,000, but I would let you pay it to the North American Securities Administrators Association. Now, that is a organization of state securities administrators like Heath Abscher, and at the time that this settlement was being negotiated, Heath Abscher was its president.
And asking for such a donation is a violation?
That's what Stevens says. Mr. Abscher says it's not, and it's not a personal benefit to him. He says it's something that's been done by other regulated entities, including Cruz and Associates, which is another one of the largest investment firms in Arkansas. They paid a donation to the NASAA in lieu of a fine. So that fine, that $150,000 there, and a couple of others that were paid to the NASAA are what Stevens says was the $170,000 that were done illegally. And Stevens says when they declined to pay the NASAA, Heath Abscher suggested, well, you could pay it to Economics Arkansas, and he's on the board of that as well, and Stevens declined that. They said if they were going to pay a fine, they wanted to pay a fine. So, the settlement comes to them in draft form. The amount has gone up to $25,000. Stevens says Mr. Abscher unilaterally raised the amount. They had been, you know, talking about the $15,000 to $20,000 range. They say in retaliation for them refusing to make these donations to these organizations. Mr. Abscher, however, says no, it was a recognition that some of the facts that had been discussed in this negotiating meeting were not, he says, the way Stevens presented them, and that their violation required a larger fine. And what's more, he says it was still, quote, a whale of a deal.
So Stevens has filed a complaint, but Abscher says this is just in response to him being so critical of the industry's self-regulating organization?
Yes, that's part of it. Mr. Abscher says he believes Stevens has made this complaint with the Arkansas Ethics Commission, number one, because he did his job. He went and regulated them in a way that they had not been regulated at the state level. Also, he says he thinks that they might be trying to punish him for being critical of the industry's self-regulation. Stevens, on the other hand, says this is not personal. This is not because they resent being regulated. They're regulated also by the SEC and by this the industry's self-regulators, which is FINRA. They just believe that he has been trying to burnish his resume by getting money out of the people he regulates for some of his pet causes, They believe this is illegal, and they believe that when they refused to do it, that he punished them by requiring a larger fine. They've also shared with me a letter they got back from the director of the Ethics Commission, Graham Sloan, in which he says that the Ethics Commission is not authorized to investigate allegations of violations of securities law. However, the commission will investigate whether Heath Absher did something unethical in trying to get a personal benefit out of sending these donations to the NASAA.
That's Gwen Moritz joining me from the newsroom of Arkansas Business, discussing the accusations between Stevens Incorporated and Arkansas Securities Commissioner Heath Absher. Gwen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.